You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am joined by Travis and Chaz from Jackson Hole Steelworks. They are here to talk about the Spirit of Wyoming voting party happening tonight from 6 to 8 out at the distillery, which is on Eagle View Drive. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Brennan.
Good to see you, B.
Now, you guys, you received 49 submissions for the artist all around the Wyoming for your call for the Spirit of the Wyoming High Water Vodka Label Contest. Who are the 8 finalists that were chosen?
Man, first of all, we were blown away by the outpouring of phenomenal artwork from all over the state and Teton Valley, Idaho. 49 submissions was 50% more than we had last year. So, I got to say, narrowing down from those 49 to these final 8 was one of the more challenging things that we've had to do through our career of running this distillery, yeah, right, Chaz?
It's brutal. It's a brutal process. Yeah. You know, you don't, all the artwork that we had come in this year, it's humbling. I mean, there's so much beautiful stuff that's coming in from all over the state, which is really cool. I mean, we had people representing from Tensleep, from Laramie, Lander, Rock Springs. Actually, one of the finalists is Amanda Romero from Rock Springs, who's a great gal, and we got to meet her in Pinedale when we went to pick up her piece, which is gorgeous. The other artists that we have on the list are Kay Stratman, Deb Fox, Shannon Marie Schacht, Jason Borbe, also known as Borbe, Amy Dowell, who was in it last year, which is really exciting, and Tag Tagalakis and Kerry Wild. So an unbelievable lineup of talent.
Now, if you want to see these finalists, you can head on over to your social media pages. But if you want to vote for your favorite label design, how do you go about doing that?
So we've got our big party tonight at the distillery from 6 to 8. Everybody that attends will be given a ticket for a drink and a ticket for a vote. So all of the original artwork and the artists will be there on site. And you basically look at the bottles. We'll have little mock-up bottles of all of the labels so you can kind of see how they work with the bottle. But then obviously the originals will be there as well. So you'll have your vote ticket and you just drop it in the box that corresponds with the one that you want to see represented on High Water for the next year.
And when will you announce the winner?
So we'll announce the winner at 7:45 tonight and just kind of go back on Travis's comments. It's $15 a person, and with that you get your drink ticket and your vote ticket. And really the whole purpose of what we're doing with this is to support the Art Association. I mean, all of that money that we have in from, you know, people coming to the party and the raffle of the winning piece is all proceeds go to the Art Association, which is an amazing nonprofit group here in town that supports our greater art communities.
If you're just tuning in, I'm speaking with Travis and Chaz from JH Steelworks on their Spirit of Wyoming Label Contest. The voting party is tonight from 6 to 8 at the distillery over on Eagle Drive. Now, Jackson Hole Steelworks had the opportunity to work with some pretty amazing, talented local artists on a new solar eclipse label. Who are the artists involved on that project?
We're lucky enough to have some great relationships with some folks that we've worked with in the valley here. So you'll recognize these names if you've been following us. You'll see Walt Gerald, Katie Ann Fox, and Emily Bosflug are all represented with 3 very, very unique, different labels on our trio of Eclipse special edition limited release bottles.
They are really cool. Yeah.
Now, I was just at a bottling party for the first batch of the Solar Eclipse labels. Will there be another one? And how do you go about being a part of the bottling parties, which you guys have every so often?
So we do our bottling parties whenever we actually are, you know, finished completing a batch. And those happen about every 3 weeks in the winter and about every 2 weeks in the summertime. So it's a part of our process that's pretty labor intensive. And we don't have the bandwidth to hire 12 people just, you know, to come over every 2 weeks. So we get our community involved and we get friends and family and a bunch of randoms that just come in from out of town and show up and want to be a part of a cool process. And we feed everybody drinks and food and play a bunch of good music and, you know, it's kind of monotonous work. And while you're doing it, you're really kind of joking around and having fun, catching up with your buddies and actually being part of a really fun process that we can't tell you how much we appreciate from the folks that do attend. And
And you guys update those bottling parties on your Facebook page?
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram are probably the best ways to kind of keep track of when the next one's coming up.
Now, any more information on tonight?
Well, like we said, 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. Winner will be announced at 7:45.
Great. DJ Mr. Whipple.
Mr. Whipple. He's spinning some tunes. He played some awesome set for us last year. This will be plenty of great vittles, good bites to eat. Obviously, cocktails.
Bunch of yard games. We'll have cornhole and ping pong and, you know, the other things going on. Darts.
Just be festive. Everyone's invited. You know, last year, I believe we had about 150 people, probably be a good bit bigger than that this year. So
if you want to vote, what time should you get there?
I wouldn't get there any later than 7, just because you'll need time to look at everything. It's going to be busy. So I'd recommend getting there sooner than later. Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming into KHOL and talking about your Spirit of Wyoming voting party happening tonight from 6 to 8.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to seeing everybody.
Once again, the Spirit of Wyoming voting party is going to be tonight from 6 to 8 over at the J.H. Stillworks Distillery on Eagle Drive. You're listening to 89.1 KHOL Jackson.